WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Charlottesville police defend the use of tear gas against those protesting the KKK last Saturday. Senator Tim Kaine has used the word treason when describing that meeting with a Russian lawyer by Trump officials last year. And another chance to join the move to solar power in the valley. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, July 12th. Good morning. Charlottesville Police Chief Al Thomas is defending the use of tear gas during last weekend's rally by the KKK. Critics have said police tactics were excessive. After the rally in Charlottesville on Saturday, Virginia State Police used three canisters of tear gas to disperse a crowd of several hundred protesters who remained as the Klan was leaving. Several activist groups, including one called Showing Up for Racial Justice, harshly criticized the use of the gas. Yesterday, Chief Thomas said that the use of tear gas was a last resort response after some of the protesters appeared to turn their frustration toward the police. Thomas said one of the protesters sprayed pepper gel on the officers, and that's when state police decided to use the tear gas to disperse the crowd. Protest leaders say no pepper spray or gel was used. Also, Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says Donald Trump Jr. may have committed treason when he agreed to meet with a Russian lawyer under the pretense of getting damaging intel on Hillary Clinton. Charles Fishburne with our partner station WCVE reports.
Clinton's former running mate was commenting on a New York Times article about an email sent to the president's oldest son and his subsequent release of that email.
Nothing is proven yet, but we're now beyond obstruction of justice in terms of what's being investigated. This is moving into perjury, false statements, and even into potentially treason.
Some Republicans have defended Trump Jr.'s tweet as an example of transparency and point out he is not a member of his father's administration. Nevertheless, members of the Senate Intelligence Committee say they do want to invite him to testify. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
The Mountain and Valley Solar Co-op will host its final information session this evening in Harrisonburg. The meeting is for homeowners and businesses in Augusta, Highland, Rockbridge, and Rockingham counties interested in learning more about going solar. The solar installer for the co-op will be present to answer questions. The group is sponsored by the Rockbridge Area Conservation Council, Climate Action Alliance of the Valley, Virginia Clean Cities, James Madison University's Center for Wind Energy, and VA Sun. And you'll find more information about tonight's meeting at vasun.org. Finally, our feature story for today. Virginia's Director of Natural Resources has warned Dominion that state regulators will not be swayed by company requests or suggestions when deciding whether to issue permits for construction of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. That's good news for pipeline opponents, but they say Dominion is using other questionable tactics at the local level. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman reports.
Charlie Spatz is with a nonprofit in Northern Virginia called the Climate Investigation Center. He's heard about public hearings in Buckingham County that attracted large crowds to speak against the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
Buckingham County is the site of a critical compressor station, and I've heard in the past concerns about noise levels and pollution.
And when the Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to allow the project, Spatz heard complaints from residents who wondered how that was possible. Here, for example, is Pastor Paul Wilson, whose church sits near the pipeline's proposed path. He attended a public hearing.
I guess over 100 people spoke against the pipeline. This Board of Supervisors and the people on the Planning Commission, they never listened to us. It was obvious from the very beginning that Dominion manipulates the whole process.
So Spatz sent a Freedom of Information Act request to the county, asking for all correspondence with Dominion. What he found was a cordial relationship between local officials, the area's largest employer, Kyanite Mining, and Dominion. As early as June of 2015, Dominion was meeting with Buckingham officials at Kyanite to plan for the pipeline, followed by lunch at a local restaurant. The firm, which mines industrial minerals, could profit from a cheap supply of natural gas, and Pastor Wilson says it looks like Kyanite will get that.
Dominion has promised that they will give the county a tap cost $5 to $6 million.
It's not clear who will pay for that connection, but Chad Oba, who heads a group opposed to the pipeline in Buckingham, says it is clear that elected officials were influenced by Dominion's team of professional persuaders.
You know, they put these people in these positions to convince people that we're on your side, we're good neighbors, we want the best for you, and they get schmoozed.
Environmentalist Charlie Spatz's FOIA request also revealed a member of the county board doing a favor for Dominion, which was hoping for approval from the Virginia Outdoors Foundation to build its pipeline across 10 properties in permanent conservation easement. He reads from a letter to Supervisor Donnie Bryan from Dominion's Manager of External Affairs.
The Virginia Outdoors Foundation staff indicated that it would be helpful to hear from some of the localities to better understand the need for the project.
To make life easy for Bryan, Dominion had written a letter for him in support of the pipeline. He was asked to put it on county letterhead and sign it, then Dominion would swing by to pick it up in time for the public hearing. Company spokesman Aaron Ruby sees nothing wrong with that.
These leaders and public officials have supported the project because they believe it's important for the economic and environmental future of the region. And, of course, we've collaborated with them in their efforts. That's how the political process works.
Maybe so, says Andy Wicks, but that doesn't make it right. Wicks heads the Olson Center for Applied Ethics at UVA's Darden School of Business, and he says public officials shouldn't be signing letters written by corporations seeking favors.
They're supposed to be representing us.
And when things like this happen, he adds, people begin to wonder, is this public official being paid off in some way? What benefit will he get for doing this favor?
They're busy just like everybody else, but when you take shortcuts like this, it invites the kinds of questions that I think you're asking, and I think they're very legitimate to be raised.
The Virginia Outdoors Foundation had no comment on the fact that Dominion wrote a letter on behalf of a Buckingham supervisor, but it got hundreds of notes opposing the pipeline, most of them form letters, presumably drafted by environmental groups. At Dominion, Aaron Ruby says that proves his point.
Every company and organization that's involved in the political process does this.
But Charlie Spatz thinks it's different when Dominion asks politicians to sign a letter it's written.
What we've seen here is nothing like a nonprofit group organizing its members to get a message to elected officials. Dominion is a private, for-profit corporation worth billions of dollars that needs no extra help getting its voice heard.
We called Buckingham Supervisor Donnie Bryan several times to ask about the letter Dominion wrote on his behalf. He did not get back to us, and no organization in Virginia tracks campaign contributions for county elections. But Dominion has something called the Atlantic Coast Pipeline Community Investment Program, which gives away hundreds of thousands of dollars each year. Again, company spokesman Aaron Ruby.
We want to be a good corporate citizen. We want to contribute positively to all of the communities where we do business.
Already, the program has given $10,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of Buckingham, and the firm has been known to funnel money to other communities through the Dominion Foundation, which gives away $20 million a year. I'm Sandy Houseman.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Wednesday.